This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces said Wednesday they're encircling the Gaza house of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as they advance for the first time to the heart of the biggest city in the enclave south. As civilians in Gaza are left with a diminishing number of places in which to flee. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israeli forces had encircled the house of Hamas leader Yahya al-Sinwar in the city.
His house may not be his fortress and he can escape, but it's only a matter of time before we get him.
Meanwhile, the situation is getting increasingly difficult for civilians. Gaza's health ministry has said more than 16,000 have died in the war, while local medics said hospitals were overflowing with the dead and wounded. About 8 miles south of Khan Yunis, tens of thousands have been cramming into the city of Rafah on the border with Egypt after Israeli forces told them they would be safe there.
That was Reuters reporter Diane Toh reporting. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has invoked a rare diplomatic move, Article 99 of the UN Charter, to push for a ceasefire in Gaza. Article 99 states the Secretary General may bring to the attention of the Security Council any matter which, in his opinion, may threaten the maintenance of international peace and security. Speaking to reporters Wednesday at UN headquarters in New York, the U.S. Secretary General's chief spokesman said Guterres invoked Article 99 to urge the U.N. Security Council to declare a humanitarian ceasefire.
Given the scale of the loss of human life in Gaza and in Israel in such a short amount of time, the Secretary General has today delivered a letter to the President of the Security Council invoking Article 99 of the Charter of the United Nations. This is the first time that Antonio Guterres has done this since he became Secretary General in 2017.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday addressed a Native American summit in Washington. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
President Joe Biden doesn't deny that the Native people of this country have suffered and the federal government has work to do.
The actions we're taking today are key steps into that new era of tribal sovereignty and self-determination. A new era grounded in dignity and respect that recognizes your fundamental rights to govern and grow on your own terms.
Biden announced more than 190 agreements during a summit with about 300 tribal leaders Wednesday. They include an executive order that will make it easier to access federal funding, plus efforts to clean up nuclear sites, support clean energy transitions, and work toward the repatriation of Native remains and sacred objects. The leader of one of the largest groups told VOA that the government's efforts have been very, very positive, and said he hoped to see more. Anita Powell, VOA News, U.S. Department of the Interior.
The United States said Wednesday it was grounding its military fleet of V-22 Osprey aircraft after a fatal crash last week off the coast of Japan. Associated Press correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The military has announced the grounding of all Osprey tiltrotor helicopters due to a preliminary investigation of last week's crash that indicates material failure. The crash killed eight Air Force Special Operations Command service members off the coast of Japan, raising new questions about the safety of the Osprey. It has been involved in multiple fatal accidents over its relatively short time in service. The decision to ground all Osprey was called by the Special Ops Command to mitigate risk while the investigation continues. An Osprey accident in Australia killed three Marines, an incident still under investigation. I'm Dave Ferry.
Language learning platform Babbel, along with the British Institute of Verbatim Reporters, has identified the top 2023 mispronounced words. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Noel Wolfe, a live teacher at language learning platform Babbel, says she tries to be exposed to a wide array of languages because, as we see this year, a lot of mispronounced words are from different cultures. An example, the onomatic name of the Hawaiian volcano, Kilauea.
That's the volcano that erupted several times this year. And I think it's really great because it shows, like, sounds that maybe we are not used to because it's from the Hawaiian island, of course. And now it's so integrated in our vocabulary because it's been in the news the whole year.
Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.